活化生命密码的健康时代 New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
Good evening.
各位晚安。
Tonight we'll talk about immune system.
今天晚上我们要跟大家讲到免疫系统。
Yeah, before I get into the immune system,
在我们到免疫系统之前呢，
I'd like to remind you about the genes.
我要提醒你有关于基因。
Because to have a strong immune system,
要有一个强的免疫系统。
You need to have a very active genes.
你的基因必须要非常的活跃。
If all the genes are inactive,
如果基因都很不活跃，
then your cells become very inactive.
你的细胞也一定很不活跃。
So your cells does not really do the work it should do.
所以细胞就没有办法产生它应该有的功能。
Well, a gene respond to the meaning.
基因对于意义是有所反应的。
You remember that?
记得吗？
To good meaning,
对于好的意义
gene respond very good way.
基因就会有好的反应
To bad meaning,
对于不好的意义
our genes respond the bad way.
基因也会有不好的反应
Let me give you one more example for that.
再给你一个例子来讲
You know, there's a disease called Alzheimer's disease.
有一种病阿兹海默症，阿兹海默症，
痴呆症，
老人痴呆症。
일로좀앞에오세요이렇게 The Alzheimer's disease is a disease where you lose your brain cells.
也就是阿兹海默症就是你的脑细胞开始退化。
You're forgetting.
开始遗忘。
You lose all the memories.
你开始失忆。
It's a terrible disease.
是一个很可怕的疾病。
And then why brain cell dies?
为什么脑细胞会死？
And scientists were very curious.
科学家就很好奇。
When we learned about diabetes on the first lecture,
我们在第一个晚上学到了糖尿病。
We found out that our cells produce abnormal protein.
我们发现我们的细胞呢，分泌出一个不正常的一种不。蛋白质
protein called resistin, which covers the doorbells.
使我们的这个细胞的门铃呢被覆盖。
Because you don't do any exercise.
因为你没有运动。
Because you eat very high fat food.
吃了很多高脂肪的食物。
Chinese food has very high fat content.
我们中国料理很多的脂肪，是不是
？You use way too much fat and oils.
太多的脂肪啦，油脂。
And that's going to be a really big problem.
会造成很大的问题。
So it is really better to cut down the fat and the oil.
最好呢，要减少那个肥油脂肪。
And so that's why diabetic patients produce that abnormal protein called resistin.
所以糖尿病患者会分泌一种排斥物，就会拒绝那个门铃被按。
But in Alzheimer's disease,
在阿兹海默症的这个疾病当中
，and the scientists found out there's a very strange abnormal protein produced.
科学家就发现一个很奇怪、很不正常的一种蛋白质分泌出来。
And this name of the protein is presenilin. Okay, no, don't look for it. Presenilin, presenilin. Pre means early.
就是早的。
And the senile means,
Senile 就是老化。
是哈。
加一撇更老了。
I forgot. So, in Alzheimer's patient's brain,
在阿兹海默症的病患的头脑里头
strange protein,
有一种很奇怪的蛋白质
normal healthy person does not produce this abnormal protein.
正常的人不会分泌这种蛋白质。
So Alzheimer's patient produce this abnormal protein.
只有这种老人痴呆阿兹海默症才会。
Because Alzheimer's patient's brain cell has this abnormal gene to produce abnormal protein.
因为这种病患他的脑里头的细胞就是基因就不正常了，所以产生不正常的蛋白质。
So this abnormal gene here.
所以这不正常的基因。
Normal people, healthy people don't have this gene.
正常健康的人不会有这个基因。
This is normal.
这个不是正常的。
So all normal younger people do not have that gene to produce presenilin.
正常的情况或者是年轻人呢，就不会有产生这一种物质。
Then why some people produce that?
为什么有些人会有呢？
The scientists were very curious.
科学家就很好奇了。
So one of the scientists in America,
在美国的科学家呢
，His name is Dr. Snowden.
他的名字叫 Dr. Snowden.
And he did very interesting experimentation.
他就做了一个很有意思的实验。
This is Dr. Snowden.
啊，这是Snowden 博士。
And he experimented with the Catholic nuns.
他就用这个天主教的修女来做。
Catholic nuns have the same religion.
他们有一样的信仰。
Their lifestyle is the same.
生活也是一样的生活。
They don't have husbands giving them trouble.
他们没有老公来烦他们。
Especially they don't have their mother-in-law.
他们也没有婆婆来干扰。
Or brother-in-laws, etc.
也没有岳父。
So most nuns were living pretty similar lifestyle.
所以这些修女可以说在一个很简单、很平常的平凡的生活里头。
And this doctor found out.
这博士呢就发现
，some Catholic nuns develop Alzheimer's disease very early.
有一些这个天主教的修女呢，就得到阿兹海默症，是蛮年轻的时候就得到。
But some Catholic nuns, even though they're after 70 years old,
有些是在70岁以后
，they don't produce this presenilin, the abnormal protein.
有的是在70岁却没有得到这个阿兹海默症。
They're finding out it's not really related to the age.
所以发现这个阿兹海默症跟年龄没有绝对的关系。
So this doctor really trying to find out why. Why in some Catholic nuns, even though when they're younger, they develop Alzheimer's disease so early.
这个博士就很觉得很奇怪，为什么在同样是修女、同样的生活环境，有的年纪老的没有得，有的年纪轻的有得。
That means they produce this abnormal protein so early.
也就是说，得到的人也是在年轻的时候也容易会得到这样的一个蛋白质。
So he checked everything.
所以他就检查所有的东西。
Then he found out there's not much difference.
就发现不出有什么太大的不同。
The diet is similar.
吃的也差不多。
You know, everything's similar.
好像什么都是差不多。
Why? Why some nuns in such a young age they develop this Alzheimer's disease?
为什么却有一些年轻的修女得到这样的疾病？
Then one day he had this inspiration.
有一天呢，他就有这样子的一个感动。
I want to look at the nuns' everyday diary.
他就想说，我应该去看看这个修女们每一天吃的东西。
And trying to find out what these nuns are thinking.
看看他们这些修女他们在想，对不起，他要看看他们写的这个日记，看看他们都在想些什么事情。
So when he examined all these diaries,
他就看看他们写的日记。
There was surprising differences.
他就发现了一个令他惊讶的不同。
Those Catholic nuns did not have Alzheimer's disease even after the retirement, even after 70 years old.
他发现那些天主教修女虽然年纪很老，甚至退休了以后
，their diary was full of stories。
他们的日记呢，就记录了许多的故事。
Every day they lived a very meaningful life。
他每一天活在一个很有意义、很充实的人生里。
They wrote many stories in their diaries。
把每天的故事呢，都记录在他的日记里头。
Such as that I went to hospital to visit some patient。
然后，譬如说啊，我到医院去看看一些病人。
And he is getting better, and I'm helping him。
这个病人呢，一天一天的好，我也很开心。
And one day I told him about Jesus。
有一天呢，我就跟他们分享耶稣。
And he accepted Jesus。
哦，他也接受了耶稣。
Oh, I'm so happy。
哇，实在好高兴。
Thank you, God。
真是感谢神。
You know, and every day was meaningful day。
看见他们日记，每一天都过得很有意思。
But on the other hand，
但是另外一方面
，these Catholic nuns who developed Alzheimer's disease so early in their life，
那些在年轻就得到阿兹海默症的，在他们人生里头呢
，their diary was empty。
他们的日记里头空空洞洞。
If they wrote something，
如果他们有写东西的话
，and they say， I don't know why I become a nun。
那上面写说，我不晓得哪里想错了，就是成为一个修女。
Just quit。
就很想要还俗。
If I go out, I have no place to go。
可是我要还俗，又没有地方可以容纳我。
What a boring life it is！
哎呀，真的是很糟糕的一生。
They are living meaningless life。
他们活在一个失去意义的生活里头。
Is your life meaningful？
你的生活是很有意义吗
？If your life is meaningless，
如果你的生活是没有意义的
，and you keep on saying I don't know why I'm living，
然后你就一直在想我不晓得活着干嘛
？See， you're in danger of having Alzheimer's disease。
那么你就是阿兹海默症的候选人了。
See， but let me give you good news。
但是呢，我要给你个好消息。
People like you。
人们呢喜欢你
coming to this kind of seminar，
让你能够来到这个地方听这样子讲座。
They don't get the Alzheimer's disease very easily。
来参加这种讲座的人哈，是不容易得到阿兹海默症。
Why？
为什么
？Because we're having such a meaningful time。
因为在这里的时光是很有意义的。阿们。
And you, yes, you can go home and you can write down. Oh, I've learned something very important today.
哇，你回去的时候，你可以在日记上，哇，今天学到了什么什么。
I'm glad I attended this lecture.
啊，这种讲座我参加真的是啊，胜读十年书。
Meaningful time,
很有意义的时光。
A meaningful life,
有意义的生活。
That's why scientists found out those older people.
所以科学家就发现那些年老的人
，who always complaining，
他们常常在那边埋怨
，you know， oh， I hate my son，
哎呀，我那个不成器的儿子
，he doesn't take care of me，
他都不来看我
，I hate my daughter-in-law，
哎呀，我的那个媳妇更糟糕。
These old people have Alzheimer's disease much earlier。
这些人呢，就准备着要成为阿兹海默症的病患。
These people who's living meaningless，
活在一个没有什么意思的生活里头。
They very seldom come to this kind of meetings。
他们从来不参加这种的讲座。
They say, "Oh, I don't care."
啊，那个没有什么意思。
I want to just watch television。
哎，这个大肠经还不错。
And then they say, "Oh."What a boring program they have！
哎，这些看的时候啊，都是广告，真是无聊。
Why don't they have some more, you know, the more exciting program？
哎，他们怎么不把那个健康讲座录到这里来
？Complaining, complaining。
他们就是埋怨，埋怨。
They're in danger of developing Alzheimer's disease。
就是非常危险哦，这种人就快要痴呆了。
Bad meaning，
坏的意思。
Bad response，
就。有坏的反应。
Gene respond to the meaning。
基因对于意义是有反应的。
Let me tell you another thing, very important。
让我再另外提到一件事情，很重要的。
Many women at the age of the menopause，
当很多的妇女呢在这更年期的时候
When they have a menopause, they have a postmenopausal symptoms.
他们也有这个什么骨质疏松的一些症状。
And they feel hot.
然后呢就会有心什么热红燥红。
You know, they feel cold and hot and cold.
那个很特别。
And they laugh and they cry.
那情绪一笑有时候又哭。
And it drives husband nuts.
然后就让这个丈夫也受不了。
Why people have that kind of symptoms when they have menopause?
当他们更年期的时候为什么这样的症状?
Menopause means the menstruation ceases.
这个症状是来自于这个月经的一个过程。
Some women menopause comes earlier than other women.
有的人比较早有更年，但是有的人比较晚。
Usually it comes like 45 years old to 50.
差不多45到50岁之间。
But some women do not have that postmenopausal symptoms even though they have a menopause.
但是有些人呢，虽然有更年期，但是没有这种症状。
Which one do you think is normal?
哪一个才是正常?
To have this symptom, is this normal? Or not having any symptom is normal?
没有更年期症状的是正常呢，还是有症状的才是正常?
Not having. Okay, I agree with you. Yes, that's true. Not having those symptoms is normal.
没有症状的是正常。
See? But women, those women who does not have that, even though they are normal,
虽然有些人没有那个症状，虽然他们是正常。
Because majority of women is experiencing just postmenopausal symptoms.
可是大部分的妇女呢，却有这样子的一个症状。
They say to those women who doesn't have,
就对那些没有这种症状的女人这样说。
They say, oh, you don't have?
你没有那个症状。
That's strange.
你该惨嘛你啊
！That's abnormal.
你这个是不正常呢。
So in this world, it's funny.
有时候这样的情况很好笑，对不对
？Normal is very rare.
正常的是少数。
It's uncommon.
是很罕见的。
Then whenever it becomes uncommon, it is regarded as if it is abnormal.
所以因为人这种人太少了，所以变成不正常的。
But believe me,
可是你要相信我
not having postmenopausal symptoms is absolutely healthy and normal.
没有这个更年期症候群的才是正常的。
Now, why?
为什么会这样
？Why woman majority of woman has the postmenopausal symptom at the menopause?
为什么大部分的妇女呢都有这个更年期的这个症状
？These symptoms, menopause, postmenopausal symptoms, are due to the lack of the estrogen.
这样子的症状是来自于缺乏
estrogen, female sex hormone.
Okay, 就是雌激素，缺乏这种雌激素。
Yeah. And when this estrogen is sufficiently produced,
雌激素如果正常的分泌的话
，you don't have that symptoms.
就不会有那样子的症状。
Estrogen is produced by estrogen-producing genes.
雌激素是来自于分泌雌激素的基因。
These genes in your ovary.
就在这个我们这个部分。
So as long as these genes are active,
所以你的基因呢，如果很活跃
，you produce sufficient amount of the estrogen.
那你就会发展出足够的雌激素。
Then you never have these symptoms.
就不会有这种症状。
But when this gene, estrogen-producing gene, becomes suddenly inactive,
雌激素分泌的这个基因如果不活跃的话
，then you don't produce enough estrogen,
就产生不出足够的雌激素。
Then you have these strange symptoms,
你就会有这种奇怪的症状出来。
This kind of phenomena can happen to the man too.
这样的一个情形呢，也会在男人身上发生。
Even though men does not have a menopause,
虽然男孩子没有所谓更年期
，sometimes this male sex hormone,
这样子的男性的这个性的雄性激素
，we call testosterone，
啊，雄性激素
testosterone， production can suddenly decrease，
可以在一刹那或瞬间呢就减少。
Then this man become depressed，
这个男人呢就会很没有精神。
Then this man loses sexual interest，
也没有性欲的能力。
Yeah. Then you know, he doesn't do much work，
也对工作没有兴趣。
And become very irritable，
就很心情不稳。
This is a male menopause，
这个是男性更年期的现象。
Usually this kind of thing happens when man loses job，
这种情况都在男人失去工作。
When man is forced to retire，
或者是要被强迫提前退休。
See? Why woman has menopause symptoms？
为什么妇女有这种更年期的现象
？That means why woman's estrogen producing gene, which used to be very active, become inactive？
因为妇女的雌激素的基因呢，本来是很活跃，现在变成不活跃了。
Why？You know, scientists did a very interesting experimentation.
你知道科学家做了一个很有趣的实验。
They observed the animals who's living in group.
他就观察这些群居的动物。
Like deers, wolves, and monkeys.
像那些鹿啦，或是犁牛啦，或是猴子。
Yeah, they have their own social system.
有活在一个有社会族群的一种动物。
Everybody has that ranking.
每一族群的每一个动物都有它的阶级。
In their society, there is always a dominant male.
在他们的社群里头呢，都是有雄性的在带领。
These males are very strong.
这个酋长这公的呢就很强壮
and they look good.
他们看起来呢也是很体面
and their furs were very beautiful.
他们的这个兽毛呢闪亮如光
and they fight well, strong.
他们战斗呢也很有力量
When scientists draw blood from that dominant male,
那科学家从这种这群野兽的这个领袖当中把那个血液抽出来。
Scientists always find this dominant male has a very high testosterone level.
就发现他血里头就有很高的这个什么血液的
testosterone.
这个雄性激素。
And then a younger male begin to challenge.
那年轻的这个雄性的这个动物呢？
And he wants to be a king.
就想要挑战那个大只的，但是他想要成为一个王。
So the deers fight.
所以他们的那个鹿角啊，他们的角呢就开始在作战。
And they push.
他们就用头一直在那边触。
If the king, original dominant male wins,
如果这个原本的这个公的雄性的领袖赢的话
，then it's no problem.
不会有问题产生。
But when this younger male wins,
那有一天呢，这个比较年轻的这个雄鹿赢的话
，because this original king was pushed back,
因为这个老大呢越来节节败退
，then this deer you know disengage and run away,
发现呢招架不住，他就跑掉了。
Then this younger male follow him about 10 minutes.
那这个年轻的呢，就一直追他，追差不多10分钟。
Then everything's over.
所以事情都玩完了。
From that point on,
自从那以后
，this original king,
这原本的这一只王
，who had a high level of testosterone,
他本来有一个很高的雄性激素。
That means he had very active gene which produced testosterone.
他雄性激素的基因就是很活跃的。
Become inactive，
慢慢就马上变成了这个不活跃了。
So if that happened in the morning，
如果这在早晨发生
by the early afternoon，
在中午的时候
this gene does not move anymore。
到了中午以后呢，这个基因就不再有动作。
So testosterone hormone level goes down。
那个雄性激素呢，就在一个上午之间就下来了。
Then this man goes like that。
这只熊的王啊，就慢慢他就一点无精打采，
become very weak，
就很脆弱。
Why？
为什么？
Because now he sees his life is over。
因为呢，他的人生就到此为止了。
It is meaningless for him to live long。
对他来讲，在没有什么好活下去的。
Then scientists found out these males die very early。
之后呢，科学家发现这一只老王啊，就死得很快。
Why？
为什么？
Because they think，
因为他这样想
，My life is over。
啊，我的人生已经完了。
Bad meaning，
坏的意思。
Bad meaning have a bad response on the gene。
坏的意思使得我们的基因有坏的反应。
So this is very important。
所以这是非常重要。
And so that's why the woman who has menopause。
所以为什么妇女有更年期
？Before I go into that, let me ask you this。
在我之前呢，我还要这样问你
：Would you raise your hand that if you're after menopause but you never experienced these symptoms？
有没有我们当中哈有哪一些观众是已经过了更年期，但是你没有更年期的那些症状
？The normal，
正常的。
This is nice. Okay, raise hand, raise hand.
哎，举手一下，举手一下。
Okay, I want to see. 哎 ，I want to see.
没有那一种症状。
Okay. Would you like to stand up?
可不可以请你站起来一下？可以，请你刚才举手的
yeah,
请站起来一下。
Yeah, give him a hand.
好，我们给他掌声鼓励一下。
Okay.
好，你站着， oh, 你站着。
One second. Okay.
你站一下，站一下。
Would you turn around?
你可以回过身来。
Let them see who you are.
往后转一下，
turn around.
往后转一下，向后转。
Look at the face.
好，我们看看他们的脸。
Okay. Now, thank you.
好，请坐。
Okay. Now, what is your impression of this woman? This woman.
请大家对于他们刚才站起来几位有什么样的印象？
They're obviously over 50.
他们显然是五十岁以上。
But don't they look different from ordinary women?
他们会长得很不正常吗
？No. They are very active women.
他们是很活泼的。
Yeah. They are busy people.
他们很忙碌。
They have important things to do in the life.
在他们生活里头有很多重要事情要做。
So when they have a menopause，
所以当他们有更年期的时候
，menstruation stops，
月经已经停了。
They think this is good。
他们想说啊，太好了。
Finally, this is over。
吼，那个真的是讲会气。
But most of women，
可是大部分的妇女呢
？When this menstruation stops，
哎呀，这个月经停了。
但是，
哎呀。
My life as a woman is over.
啊，没生啊。
I cannot have a baby anymore.
玩完了。
I do not have any menstruation.
没有该有的。
This woman is giving bad meaning to the menopause.
因为这些妇女呢，对于她的停经呢，给予她不好的一个解读。
But this woman。
但刚才站起来的
，They gave good meaning to menopause.
他们对于更年期给的好的意义。
And they say, "Oh, I'm glad it's done."
哎呀，我自由了。
You know, this was a kind of nuisance, you know.
哎呀，真的是终于解脱。
Now I'm free from this trouble.
我现在呢，开始天天开心。
Good meaning,
就是好的意义
，right?
是不是
yes. Yeah, ？Exactly. So now you think.How important it is to have a positive, good meaning to have in your life.
所以你现在就知道你的生活里头有重要的意义，积极的意义是对你健康多么重要。
This is very important for your immune system also.
这对你的免疫系统是非常重要的。
So let me get into immune system now.
好，现在呢，我要进到这个免疫力、免疫系统。
Okay. We all need immune system.
我们都需要免疫力。
Especially in this world with AIDS.
特别。
And SARS,
特别我们现在到处有艾滋啦、SARS 啦
，and this very scary flu, influenza, you know.
每一次呢， yeah. 都有这个很强的流行性感冒。
People who dies from this disease are all who has very weak immune system.
那些免疫系统很低的人，可能遇到了就会死。
Nowadays, there are so many people are having allergy problems.
今天有很多的有过敏的问题
，and especially children with atopic dermatitis，
甚至我们的小孩子呢也有很多这个异位性还有过敏的原因。
These are due to the weaker immune system，
这都是免疫力降低的所造成。
Many people's immune system are not working properly，
许多的人他的免疫系统是没有很正常的运作。
And a lot of people are having cancer。
许多的人有癌症。
If you have a strong, normal, healthy immune system,
然而你有很强的免疫力的话，
and this immune system can kill the cancer cell, no problem.
你的免疫力呢就可以杀害这些癌症细胞，没有问题的。
But even though the cancer patient has the immune system,
但是如果癌症病患有了免疫力，
this immune system is not functioning.
即使他们有免疫系统，可是呢，却没有功能。
So cancer cell is growing and spreading.
所以呢，癌症细胞就可以在你身体到处流窜。
And your immune system is not really, you know, doing anything for that.
所以你的免疫系统没有办法保护你。
Hepatitis.
高血压。
Like hepatitis B or hepatitis C.
这个高血压一种 B 型或者 C 型。
Yeah. B or C.C type or B type hepatitis.
C 型或者 B 型。
Okay, man has hepatitis B.
许多人有这个 B 型。
And he didn't know.
但他却不知道。
And he's married to a woman.
他就跟一个女人结婚。
And they had three children.
那生了三个小孩。
Then later on, husband found out he has hepatitis B.
那后来那个先生呢，他发现他也有这个B 型。
Okay. Liver. Yeah, liver. Yeah.
B 型肝炎。
And when husband found out he has hepatitis.
当这个丈夫呢发现他也有这个 B 型肝炎的时候。
This virus can be transmitted to the wife through the sexual life.
那透过这个性的关系也会传染。
So wife went to hospital.
他们去医院的时候。
So wife had the blood drawn and had the blood test.
这个妻子呢，她就有血的测量。
Well, in the wife's blood,
在这个妻子的血里头，
she did not have a virus.
她没有病毒，没有病菌。
But she only has antibody.
但她却有这个抗体。
And this antibody killed. The virus came to her, into her from her husband.
那她的抗体呢，就把从先生来的这样子的病原呢给杀了。
But husband cannot produce antibody.
但丈夫却没有分泌这种抗体。
See? Why?
为什么？
Because husband's immune system is not working properly.
因为这个丈夫的免疫系统没有好的功能。
So that's why it is very important to understand immune system.
所以能够要了解免疫系统是很重要的。
Let me show you immune system.
那我们来看看这个免疫系统。
When you take your blood out,
当你在抽血的时候，
and look your blood under the microscope,
放在显微镜里头来看，
we see about eight different kinds of blood cells.
在血液里头有八种不同的 血球。
Most common blood cell you find is this red blood cells.
最多我们看到的是红血球。
These are red blood cells.
这是红血球放大。
This red blood cell carries the oxygen.
红血球带着氧气。
And these are the platelets. 血小板。
这是血小板。
And now there is immune system here.
这个是免疫系统在这里。
These are the six different kinds of white blood cells.
有六种不同的白血球。
These are B cells.
这是 B 细胞。
And these B cells produce antibody.
这 B 血球哈，就是分泌抗体的。
Inside the B cells.
在 B 的血球里头。
The B cell has the gene inside, which if that become active, it produce antibody.
B 血球里头呢，里头有基因可以产生这抗体的基因。
See, because most hepatitis B patient cannot produce this antibody.
大部分的那个肝癌的病患呢，他没有办法产生这种的抗体。
Why the gene antibody gene in the B cell is not working properly?
因为它的里头的基因。并没有很活跃。
See, again, I wanna emphasize it to you.
所以我再一次的要向你强调
，Your health is really depend upon how active your genes are.
你的健康是来自于你基因是不是活跃。
We all have the same gene.
我们都有一样的基因。
See, but point is whether your gene work or not.
问题是在于你的基因是不是有功能。
That makes difference.
就产生了不同。
See, activity of gene.
就是基因的活化性。
But gene respond to meaning.
基因对于意义是会有反应的。
Good meaning, actively.
好的意义呢，就是让基因非常的活跃。
Bad meaning, inactive.
不好的意义就使它不活跃。
So this, what I'm telling you is really important.
我要告诉你，这个原则是很重要的。
So this is B cell which produces antibody.
所以这 B 球呢，哈，就产生了抗体。
And this is T cell.
这个是 T 球。
This is the most important white blood cells in your immune system.
在你的抗体里头，这个是最重要的一种抗体的白血球。
Let me show you about the T cell a little bit later.
我待会会。待会还会说这一点。
And this we call NK cells.
这里呢叫做 NK 血球。
Natural killer cell.
就是一个自然的杀手细胞。
They fight with the cancer cell.
他们跟癌症细胞来作战。
When they find the cancer cell.
当他们发现癌症细胞的时候。
They go like this.
他们就去这样子撞击
，and then they bring the knife，
然后他们拿出扁钻
，and
就给他进去。
So this natural killer cells produce knife，
这叫噬菌细胞哈，它就是来分泌扁钻刀子
，and this knife perforate cancer cell，
这个武器呢就去刺杀癌细胞
，and cancer cell is。You know, destroyed and it loses water and dies.
这个癌细胞呢，就爆炸了，就死掉了。
I have a nice picture for that, and I'll show you in a while.
好，我待会给你看他们作战的过程。
Okay, this is NK cells. Okay, then this is a dendritic cell.
树突的细胞。
And these cells are very interesting cells.
这树状突的细胞呢是很有意思的。
These cells are all over your body.
它就是全身到处都有。
And these cells work like a spies.
这个很像是一个匪谍一样。
They go around all the corner of the body.
它就像侦探，就到了你全身的所有个角落。
So if they find some strange cells,
它如果发现了那些怪细胞
，then they go say, "Oh, hello, how are you doing?"
它就说，哎，你好。
And my name is Sonso.
我就跟他自我介绍。
So you like a cup of coffee or something?
你要杯咖啡吗？
Yeah. And then ask, oh, can you give me your telephone number?
你可不可以留个电话地址？
Yeah.
往后联络。
So these cells collect information.
所以这些细胞呢，它是在收集资讯。
Like a intelligence, you know. 公安。
很像那个那对海峡对岸的那个公安。
Yeah. And FBI, you know.
就是那种
间
谍。
So very interesting cells. So it's wonderful that God prepared all these kind of cells.
上帝预备这种那么多不同的细胞是非常奇妙的。
So in case we have a cancer,
所以我们一旦有了癌细胞，
in case we have a SARS virus comes in,
或者是有 SARS 进到我们身体，
these cells are in charge of destroying those bad things.
这些细胞呢就派上用场，他们就要杀掉所有的坏蛋。
But why some people have a SARS?
可是为什么还是有人得到 SARS?
Because these cells are not working.
因为他们这些细胞没有办法工作。
Especially this T cell.
特别是这个 T 细胞。
This is the most important cell to fight with the cancer.
就是能够跟癌细胞作战最重要的一个细胞。
And SARS and AIDS.
还有包括艾滋啦 SARS.
And influenza.
包括你的感冒流行性。
So those people who are very sick all the time,
所以有些人呢，他总是在生病。
That means their T cells are not working.
意思就是他的 T 细胞呢，并没有什么功能。
That means the genes in the T cells are not properly working.
也就是他细胞里头的基因，就是 T 细胞的基因呢，并没有在工作。
Okay, now there's another cell, white blood cell like this.
另外一个白血球长的那个样子。
And these cells.Only take care of bacteria.
这一种细胞它只针对病菌。
Okay, T cell take care of viruses and cancer cells.
T 细胞呢是针对病毒啊，但是它这个是针对细菌。
But these cells take care of bacteria. And this cell is called macrophage. 거식 세포거대할 것 자고 먹는다는 뭐냐
巨噬细胞，这是巨噬细胞。
就巨噬细胞。So we'll see what they do. Okay.
我们要看看它要做什么。
But all these blood cells are produced in your bone marrow.
所以这些细胞呢，都是在哪里？
骨髓。
在骨髓里头，在骨髓里头产生的。
So in the bone marrow,
在骨髓里头呢
，only one kind of cells are produced.
只有一种细胞它会产生。
And scientists call the stem cell.
叫做干细胞。
줄기간干状细胞。
干状细胞。
So this.Only stem cell produces.
在从这个地方来
干状细胞
来 分泌出来。
And this stem cell become all different cells.
从那个细胞呢，就发展出这么多种不同的细胞。
So in your bone marrow, even right now.
所以在你的骨髓里头，甚至现在呢。
While you're listening to me.
你现在在听，对不对？
Your bone marrow is producing all these important cells.
你那个骨髓仍然在生长这样子的细胞在出来。
Why? Because all these cells, when they get older,
因为这些细胞它老化的时候
，they dies
就会死的。
So you need to continually produce.
所以你要继续不断的来生长这样的细胞。
These new white blood cells
就是新的白血球。
So that's what you That's what your bone marrow do.
这就为什么我们需要这个癌细胞，这个我们的这个骨髓 我们的骨髓需要来生长这样子的一个干细胞，干状细胞。
And so, for you to maintain good health,
为了让你能够继续有这个健康的细胞呢
，all these important white blood cells should be in right proportion.
这些细胞呢，就是在一个正常的一个地位里头。
The percentage of these individual cells has to be correct.
那他们的比例呢，都在要在一个很正常的情况之下。
Do you know that percentage?
你知道那样的一个比例吗
？Do you know what percentage your B cell should be?
你知道一个正常的这些白血球的比例应该多少吗
？Do you know how many T cells you should have?
你知道你应该有的 T 细胞是有多少
？Do you know what percentage the NK cell should be?
你知道多少的 NK 细胞要在你的身体里头
？You don't know.
你不知道
，You don't know，
你不清楚
，But，
可是呢
，You have a correct percentage of these cells in your blood right now。
可是，在你的身体、你的血液里头，却有一个非常正确的比例在里头。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because there is stem cells produced。
因为你的这个。你的这个干状细胞在 生长
In that stem cells
在这样子的一个细胞里头
There's all different genes which produce which make the stem cell to become these cells
因为只有从那干状细胞能够生出这些不同的血球
And okay so in the stem cell here
所以在这个干状细胞里头
If T cell gene is activated
如果 T 细胞呢是很活跃的
，then this stem cell become T cell。
那这些干状细胞就成为了 T 细胞。
If the T cell gene is sleeping，
如果这个 T 细胞在休息
，and red blood cell gene is activated，
那这个红血球呢，它就很活跃。
And this stem cell become red blood cells。
那这些干状细胞它会产生这些红血球。
Who determines that？
是谁在做决定的
？We don't determine that。
不是我们做决定的。
You don't even know about it。
你们也不了解这个事情。
But someone who make giraffe eat bone，
就是那一位让长颈鹿会吃骨头。
Someone who changed the gene of the fishes。
就是有人有那一位可以改变这个鱼的性别。
The God has the wisdom.
上帝有智慧。
He knows how many of the white blood cells you have.
他知道你血液里头的白血球有多少。
So he sent his wisdom.
所以你他就让智慧赏赐给你。
His love.
用着他的爱。
To activate specific genes.
是。这 特殊的细胞能够活化起来。
So it is God make your percentage of all these white blood cells fit normally.
是上帝他设计好让你血液里头的细胞是有一样的比例。
While you are not even thinking about it.
虽然你一无所知。
In your total subconscious area.
在你潜意识里头。
Don't you feel...Thankful about it.
你不觉得有一种感恩吗
？Yeah, give hand. Yeah.
我们为上帝来掌声一下。
Amazing.
是很奇妙的，是不是
？Maybe some of you will think.
可能我们当中有人会这样想。
Not me, not me.
我不会是我。
Because I'm bad.
我真糟透了。
I'm bad person.
我是一个坏蛋。
I don't think God is really helping me.
我想上帝对我一点办法也没有。
Does God hate bad people?
上帝很恨恶那些坏人吗
？You know the God I know.
你知道吗？我所认识的这位上帝
does not hate bad people.
并不恨恶坏人。
He's still a very kind to the bad people.
对于坏人，他仍然的很仁慈。
You wanna, should I show you some evidence for that?
我可不可以给你来证明呢？
Well, let's see. There's a Luke chapter 6.
在路加第六章。
Okay. It says, look at it. But love your enemies.
要爱你的仇敌。
The God in the Bible love enemies.
圣经中的上帝呢是爱仇敌的。
Right?
是不是？
And he says, this is what Jesus says.
这是耶稣所说的话。
And because he is, the God is kind to the ungrateful.And the wicked.
所以上帝他呢，却爱那不可爱的人。
Okay, let me show you. I like that. For God is kind to the unthankful and the what? And the evil.
所以他对于那些不懂感恩和恶人呢，他也是非常仁慈。
Even though you think you're bad people.
即使你认为你是很坏的。
Don't worry.
不用担心。
God is activating your genes.
上帝还是要活化你的基因。
Because God is kind to the bad people too.
因为上帝也爱那些不可爱的人。
See, when you know this kind of wonderful thing about God,
如果你了解上帝这样的一个很奇妙的地方，
then you say, wow.
你就想，
I didn't know that.
哇，我真的是不晓得这件事情。
Then your genes get.
哇，你的基因呢？马上哇跳跳。
Yes.
嗯，这是。
Amen for that, right? Yes. See, this is why it is important to understand God properly.
这也就是为什么要认识上帝是一个很棒的事情。
Because genes are the letters.
因为基因就是文字。
And letters should be created.
而文字是要被造出来的。
Letter carries message.
因为文字呢，它是带有信息的。
So, I want you to know God is very merciful, even though you are evil person.
我要让你知道，即使你很糟糕，上帝仍然爱你。
Even though you never went to church.
即使你没有去过教会。
Even though you made fun of Christian.
你可能取笑基督徒。
God still loves you.
上帝仍然爱你。
And God is still doing and preparing your white blood cell in right percentages.
上帝仍然为你的这个血球里头预备适合的白血球量。
Okay, now let's go back to immune system.
那我们回到免疫力系统。
Okay, now let me show you this picture here.
好，我们来看看。
Okay, this is a very famous scientific magazine.
这是一个很有名的科学杂志。
On this cover,
在这个封面呢
？Okay, this purple cell is T cell.
这个细胞，这个血球就是 T 细胞。
See, T cell is really the commander of the entire immune system.
T 细胞就是我们免疫力系统的一个。将军。
And this green stuff is nothing. You need to just ignore this.
绿色的它没有，不代表什么。
But this red.
但是红色的呢？
This red cell is that the spy cell.
那就是一些侦探的细胞。
So spy cell and met the cancer cell.
所以这个侦探细胞遇到了癌症细胞。
And then got some information from cancer cell.
他们就拿了之后，就拿了一些那个消息，或者是资讯带走了。
Now this red spy cell is giving information he gathered to the T cells.
那么他就把这个资讯呢，偷偷的就给这个 T 细胞。
Very interesting, right?
是不是很有意思
？And okay, let's go further now.
若您有任何身心灵的健康问题，欢迎洽询新起点健康中心。 电话04-2201-1418。